The 88th Annual Academy Awards telecast airs Sunday, but this year things will look a bit different on stage. No African Americans will come up to accept awards. All of the nominees in the major acting categories are white. A number of prominent black figures have called for a boycott of the event. Plenty of kids have taken notice, too, including at a school on Milwaukee's west side, so they decided to stage their own Oscars ceremony. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello showed up to watch their alternative Academy Awards.
No uniforms today at Milwaukee College Prep's 36th Street campus. Teachers, students, and parents have come to school strutting their red carpet best. Office administrator Tanya Griffin is playing the part of the paparazzi.
Yeah! Who are you wearing?
Parents make their way down the red carpet, plastic runners taped to the linoleum floor. Most are wearing black tie and ball gowns. So are the school staff. I ask Griffin,
can you tell me who you're wearing?
Today I am wearing Armani.
The awards crowd makes its way into the ballroom, the school auditorium. It's a fun event designed to address a concerning topic, the fact that no black actors will be considered for this year's Oscars. 99% of the kids the Milwaukee College Prep Network educates are African American. They decided to celebrate black figures who won't be part of Hollywood's biggest night, and even reach back in time.
For her portrayal of Harriet Tubman, this academy goes to Cicely Tyson.
The Alternative Academy Awards also honored musicians.
For this Oscar-winning movie score in 1940s, Purple Rain, this academy goes to Prince. Thank you!
The honorees, all African Americans, each received a plastic gold statue with an E on top for excellence. Students also performed tributes to people they consider black cultural icons, ranging from President Barack Obama to actor Will Smith. One class sang the theme from Smith's hit show, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
We don't have all the celebrities coming here, but we don't have to have celebrities present in order to make it something big.
That's 14-year-old Linnea Greer. She says the program gives her and her classmates a chance to honor people in pop culture who not only look like, but represent them.
Every time black people get nominated for a role, it seems like it's when we play a derogatory character, but when we are in movies that lift us higher, like Straight Outta Compton and Creed and all, we don't exactly get recognition for that.
Linnea's eighth grade class performed a poem by Langston Hughes.
Let America be America again. Let it be the dream it used to be. Let it be the fire.
James Powell had two grandsons and three great nieces performing in the program. He says he'd heard about the Oscars controversy and is proud of the school for addressing the situation.
Well, it helps with our heritage. Not only in the homes are we trying to teach our black heritage, but it is starting to develop and show up here in the schools too, and that's a good thing.
Principal Kristen Foster says she wants all her students to feel confident, especially during Black History Month.
And we want our kids to know that they can be the change in Milwaukee, and their influence can influence other people, regardless of how old they are. They actually can change what's happening and celebrate, you know, things that maybe aren't celebrated like they should be.
And tomorrow, your next school will be what you want it to be.
Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.